Listening 38. Music, dance and theatre. Music is around us all our lives. Mothers sing lullabies to their babies. Music and singing are taught in kindergartens and schools, and a lot of children play a musical instrument at music schools. The piano is especially popular. Some learn to play a woodwind instrument, the flute, trumpet, clarinet or oboe. Gifted children participate in recitals and shows, presenting their skills and learning to combat stage fright, which is often more difficult than it might seem. Teenagers often play the guitar, electric guitar, keyboard, and percussion instruments. Many of them dream of having their own music group and becoming famous. Strings, the violin in particular, have gained more popularity recently because of young and popular artists such as Vanessa May or the Czech violinist Pavel Sporzl. People listen to music on various radio stations or download music from the internet. Buying CDs is becoming history. Towns and villages are full of music as well. In cities, there are numerous concert halls, jazz, blues and rock clubs, dance cafes and discos. As regards villages, concerts of classical music are held in churches. Another popular event is village parties with local bands playing. Ludwig van Beethoven and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart are probably the best known composers. Other world-famous composers include Joseph Haydn, Frédéric Chopin, Johann Sebastian Bach, Richard Wagner, Tchaikovsky or Sibelius. In Czech history, there have also been quite a few important composers, such as Smetana, Dvořák or Jan Hácek. I dance quite well, as 2 years ago my school friends and I went to dance lessons. We were taught classical dances like the polka or waltz. I now find it useful when I attend balls in the winter. We were also taught to do the rumba, samba, tango, and some more Latin American dances, though I can't dance them anymore. When going to the theatre, people wear formal clothes and tickets are bought in advance. Seats are divided into stalls, the balcony, and boxes. The programme brochure contains the date of the first or opening night, the cast and the names of the choreographer and set and costume designers. Whenever actors give a live performance, the atmosphere is much better as each show is different in details and thus unique. During intervals or intermissions, when the curtain drops and the sets are being changed, the audience may use the toilet, have some refreshments, or just talk about the performance with friends. There are various theatre genres, such as puppet shows, tragedies, comedies, musicals, or historical dramas. In my view, traditional theatre genres such as ballet, operas, operettas, and concerts of classical music are especially popular with older generations, whereas our generation is mostly attracted to musicals. I have seen a few myself and I really liked them. Not only the voices and acting skills, but also the choreography and sets were splendid. In the London West End, there are lots of theatres, the most popular being the National Theatre and the Royal Shakespeare Company. Covent Garden and the Barbican are other centres of culture. Covent Garden used to be a marketplace. Now it's a centre of entertainment with many street buskers. The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie is the longest-running show in the world. It has been playing in London continuously since 1952.